Also, we have the great schus this week to read Parshas Miketz. And of course, the Parsha begins, it's Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah, the Parsha begins with Paro's disturbing dreams. So we know again, the Torah tells us about the dreams in great detail, actually tells us about Paro when he has the dreams, tells us over Paro retelling the dreams to Yosef, Yosef going and interpreting the dreams. Obviously, an incredible amount of symbolism in these dreams, both for Paro and the Egyptian people, and most notably, of course, for Yosef, because it's through the interpretations of these dreams that Yosef ascends to power, and ultimately, again, is reunited with his mishpacha, leads to Klal Yisrael's descent into Egypt, shibud servitude for 210 years, but ultimately, again, we emerge as a nation, get to Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah, and ultimately enter into Eretz Yisrael. So if you think about it, it's the events of this week's parasha, the dream and its interpretation, that really is one of the most incredible pivotal moments in the actualization of our national destiny. And so the Torah says as follows. The Torah tells us that when Paro is having his dream, so this is in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Dalet, chapter 41, verse 4. So the Torah tells us that Paro has a dream, and in his dream he sees seven healthy cows that are grazing, and then afterwards seven lean, emaciated cows come out of the river as well, swallow up the seven healthy cows. But even after swallowing up the seven healthy cows, the seven emaciated lean cows still look emaciated. So the Torah tells us, "Vatochalna haparos ra'os hamara v'dakos habasar." So the lean, skinny, emaciated cows go ahead and eat es sheva paros yifos hamara v'abrios. Go ahead and consume the seven fat and healthy cows, and as a result, vayikatz paro. Paro wakes up. Paro wakes up. Now the pasuk after that says, Vayishan, Paro went back to sleep. Vayachalom shenis, and he has a second dream. What happens in the second dream? So in the second dream, again, that's when he dreams about the stalks of wheat. And it's a very similar dream. He dreams about the stalk with multiple healthy ears of grain, and then seven lean emaciated stalks. The lean emaciated stalks go ahead and swallow up the healthy, larger stalks. And again, Paro wakes up the next morning. So it's interesting to note the great Tzaddik Rabbi Aaron of Karlin has an amazing observation. Paro has what is clearly for Paro a dramatic and traumatic dream about the cows. And yet what's amazing is Vayikatz Paro, he wakes up, but then the Torah immediately says afterwards that what happens? Vayishan Vayachalom Shenis. He went back to sleep. So the Karlin, the Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, says something amazing. You know, if you notice, this is not the first dream we've learned about. We learned about Yaakov Avinu's dream also. And what happens with Yaakov Avinu's dream? He dreams about the Sula Mutza of Arza Varosha Magia Shanaim. He dreams about the great ladder. The base of the ladder is on the earth. The head extends to the heavens. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yardimbo. The angels are going up and down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perched on the top of the ladder. And what happens? So listen to what the Rebbe writes. Eitzel Yaakov Ne'emar Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinaso Vayomar. Yaakov Avinu goes ahead. Yaakov Avinu wakes up, Vayomar, and he says, now of course he says, Vayomar, Manoro Hamokom Hazeh. How great is this place? But the Rebbe darshens a little bit. He says, Vizu Derech Hasid Va'anshei Maiso. This is the way of tzaddikim and righteous men. Kishem Sorim Mishnasam. When they wake up from their slumber, Miyad Vayomer. They speak. What do they speak? Berchas HaTorah, Berchas HaShachar, Kriyashma, Tfilo, Talmud Torah. A tzaddik, when he wakes up, what does he do? He speaks. What does he speak? Berchas HaTorah, Berchas HaShachar, Shema, Shmona Esrei, learning. Aval Itzel Paro, but by Paro, what does it say? Vayikatz, he woke up, and then what happens right after he wakes up? Vayishan Shenis. He went back to sleep. He went back to sleep. So the Karliner is contrasting the dreams of Yaakov and Paro. Yaakov has a dramatic dream. He wakes up, Vayikatz, Vayomar. So the Rebbe darshens, what does it mean, Vayomar? He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He engages in spiritual service. Paro wakes up from his dream, and what does he do? He goes back to sleep. He goes back to sleep. But the Rebbe, I think, is teaching us such an incredible lesson. There are times in life when we dream. There are times in life when we have incredible moments of inspiration. But the shaila is, what do you do with your moments of inspiration? What do you do in those moments when you realize you dream something big for yourself? Yaakov has an incredible dream where he sees this ladder. Paro has an incredible dream where he sees these cows. What do you do with your dreams? So says the Rebbe, there are two different kinds of people. There are people who, when they have great dreams that they feel in their heart foreshadows some type of personal greatness, some type of moment for aliyah, for elevation, what do? They get up and they do something about it. They get up and they say, I'm not going to spend my life dreaming. I have to now take the dream and I have to make it a metzias. I have to take the dream and I have to make it a maisa. There are some people, vayikatz, vayomar. They do something. They do something. And then there are some people who dream. And what happens? They wake up. That was a great dream. And then what do? They roll over and go back to sleep. You see, my friends, all of us have moments of inspiration in life where we know deep down that we could accomplish great things. I know, although I like to often think of myself as ordinary, I know that it's not true. I have incredible potential. I could accomplish incredible things. And there are those moments where I dream about the things that I can do. But the shaila in life is, what do you do with your dreams? You know, it's nice to be a dreamer. Even better than being a dreamer is being a doer. The chilik, the distinction between a Yaakov and a Yosef, between a Yaakov and a Paro, is what do you do with your dreams? If you're Yaakov Avinu, you dream great things, you get up, and you do something about it. If you're a Paro, you dream great things, and you roll over and go back to sleep. That's the choice we make in life. You're either a Paro, or you're a Yaakov. You're either a dreamer who gets up and does, or you're a dreamer who rolls over and goes back to sleep. That's the choice we have to make. And I think that this incredible yisod is embedded in Hilchos Chanukah as well. You know, we paskin is a machlokes beshayim beisilo in the Gemara about, I mentioned this before in past shiurim, about hanocha ose mitzvah or hadlaka ose mitzvah. Is it the pleasement of the menorah that creates the mitzvah ultimately, or is it the kindling of the menorah that creates the mitzvah? There are many halachic nafkaminas, practical differences, which I'm not going to get into right now. So often called the Varta of Levi Yitzchak, but I want to share with you a different insight here. Perhaps, so we paskin hadlaka ose mitzvah. It is ultimately, again, the kindling which affects the mitzvah. But perhaps Chazal are teaching us an additional lesson. Hadlaka. Hadlaka means the moment of kindling, a moment of inspiration. When you have a moment of inspiration, you know what the problem of inspiration is? It's easy come, easy go. You're inspired one moment and you're uninspired the next. So when you have that moment of inspiration, when you have that dream, what do you have to do with it? Oseh mitzvah. Act on it. Do something about it. Don't just allow the inspiration to be fleeting. Don't just allow the inspiration to come in one side of your soul and exit the next. Hadlaka, the kindling is the moment of inspiration. The kindling is the moment of the dream. The kindling is the moment of his odorous. The kindling is the moment when I realize I don't have to be ordinary. I can do something extraordinary in this world. But don't roll over and go back to sleep. Don't be a paro. Don't just say, nice dream. Boy, I have a couple of more hours of sleep that I can get. Roll over, fluff up your pillows, and slip into a deep life slumber. Don't be a paro. Be a Yaakov. Vayikatz. Wake up. Vayomar. Do something. Hadlaka. In those moments of inspiration. Osa mitzvah. Do something concrete. Don't spend your life dreaming. Spend your life doing. Don't go back to sleep after you have that glimpse of the greatness you can achieve, of the great person you can become. Hadlaka ose mitzvah. In those moments of inspiration, we have to do something concrete to actualize that inspiration. Do something concrete to become greater, holier, and more special people. Hadlaka ose mitzvah is not just a din by Chanukah, it's a din of life. May we be zocheh mi'ertz Hashem to have many beautiful life dreams of greatness. May we be zocheh mi'ertz Hashem to have incredible visions of what we can become. But more importantly, may we be zocheh mi'ertz Hashem to get up, get out of bed, and in mi'ertz Hashem, do something great. May we find the courage to stop dreaming and to start doing. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a lichtige Chanukah.